Hi, my name is Lamario.
And I'm Eden.
We're going to talk about March Madness.
March Madness is a single elimination tournament played each spring in the U.S., which features 68 college basketball teams of the NCAA to determine the national championship. In 1939, the tournament was created by the NCAA and was the idea of Harold Olson, who is now the coach at Ohio State University. It's usually played during March and has become one of the most famous annual sporting events in the U.S.
The tournament team includes champions for 32 Division I conference and the 36 team, which are awarded at large purses. These teams are chosen by an NCAA selection committee that announces the national televised event on the Sunday, providing the first 14 game held in Delta, Ohio. Then the 68 teams are divided in four regions and organized into a single elimination bracket, which predetermines when a team will win the game, which team it will face next.
The teams then proceed through a single elimination bracket, beginning with the first four consisting of eight lower-ranked teams playing in the four games for a position of the first round. Before the first round begins, a round consisting of 64 teams playing in the 32 games over a course of the next week, the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight rounds are the next week. For the last weekend of the tournament, the final four round is played by the top four teams.
The rounds, the first round, the round of 64, the second round, the round of 32, Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, and the final four, and the great one, the national championship. I think Duke will win because they got Zion Wilson and RJ Barrett. Even though Zion Wilson is out of condition because he got an injury, I think when he come back, like, the team will, like, have that connection again, and they will win March Madness.
See, I don't think Duke is going to win because Zion Williamson has been out for the last six games because of an injury, and he's just not coming back. With any major athlete coming back from an injury, it takes time to get into game shape. With the season winding down, Duke has to be able to work Zion back into rotation with everybody else. With him there, the team is 3-3, but with him gone, they're 5-1. It's hard to say that they're going to win because they're so dependent on one person. So if he's not 100%, they cannot expect him to carry the same workload as before. You also have to factor in all the people telling Zion to sit out for the rest of the season. He's expected to be the number one draft pick in the upcoming NBA draft. So is it really worth Zion risking his knee and his basketball career, or to just sit this one out and play it safe? This will be one of the things we'll have to see as he expected to return Thursday.
Okay, I think Zion Wilson will play March Madness because it's like a big old event for college. And I think he worked so hard during his season. And I think he should play because he really worked his hardest, even though he had an injury. Even though NBA drafts are coming up, I think he'll still make the NBA draft and the March Madness. Eden, who do you think will win the March Madness, if you don't agree with me?
I think Virginia is going to win because they have Kyle Guy, who's a great guard and leads his team in points, rebounds, and assists. Kyle Guy averages 15.3 points per game, 4.5 rebounds per game, and a 2.1 assists per game. Kyle will be a good matchup for Trey Jones, but given Kyle's experience, I think it gives him the upper hand for the true freshman. RJ Barrett has taken on one of the most scoring since Zion has been out, but I do not think his scoring alone will be able to compete against Virginia's high-powered offense. While both teams are stacked, Virginia's starting five may hold the upper hand due to their experience. But we all know that when it comes to March Madness, anything can be possible. Who will be this year's Cinderella team?
Go with me, Duke, 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 Duke.